WTAW News Time is 6:05. It's 45 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. Single Stream Recycling is now in College Station.
Single Stream. You put everything in one bin, no sorting, no bags.
Recycling coordinator Heather Woolwine on WTAW's The Infomaniacs says they found an affordable vendor which won't cause them to raise rates.
Before you had to sit out all of those bags, now you're going to rinse out your containers. You're just going to put it in that 95-gallon bin that's just like your trash can, but it's going to be bigger and it's going to be blue.
Woolwine says the city started distributing bins yesterday and collections start January 18th. The start of the new year means a transition for the owner of the last locally owned full-service grocery store in Bryan-College Station.
Village Foods is downsizing and relocating to make room for international discount grocer Aldi's. It's been 2 weeks since Jim Lewis made the announcement to his employees, which included layoffs, in order to avoid fines associated with Obamacare.
That was crushing to them, to me. That wasn't ever part of my plan.
Lewis says he's been working to find jobs for those who are laid off.
I can't make somebody hire them, nor can I do the interview for them, but I've reached out to competitors, I've reached out to business owner friends and said, I have a key person for you in this area, or tell me what your needs are, and let me see if I can help you match that up.
The new store opens by February 1st, and the old store closes by February 6th. Jim and I spent 30 minutes visiting about the changes. The interview's online at WTAW.com. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
Doctors say a 2-year-old College Station girl is recovering after surgery to remove 9 round magnets she swallowed after finding them on the family's refrigerator. Ava Kendall is in fair condition at the Texas Children's Hospital in Houston. Lexi Kendall says her daughter got sick about 2 weeks ago, yelling and holding her stomach. The girl was examined at a clinic and diagnosed with the flu. Kendall was still concerned and took her daughter to the Houston hospital, where a scan revealed the small magnets in her intestines leading to surgery. Doctors expect Ava to recover. With the holidays behind us, Texas A&M and Blinn students are returning to town, bringing more traffic with them. Bryan Police Officer Kelly McKeithen reminds us to keep an eye out for motorcyclists, bicyclists, and pedestrians.
You've always got to make sure that the other lane is clear and open, and give those bicyclists and those pedestrians plenty of room.
McKeithen says an unsafe lane change was the cause of a motorcycle accident yesterday afternoon. The driver was transported to the hospital for the treatment of non-life-threatening injuries. The United Way of the Brazos Valley is recruiting volunteers to review applications for their community impact grants.
This is an awesome opportunity to have a say in how funds are invested, especially if you are a donor to United Way. You also can have a say in how your donations are used in the community.
And President Allison Prince says 20 to 25 volunteers are used to review the applications and make funding recommendations. If you're interested in volunteering as a grant reviewer, call the United Way at 696-4483. WTAW News Time is 6:08. It's 45 degrees. We'll have more local news for you coming up at 6:30 or anytime online at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
The hometown advantage. You see it in the shops and offices downtown, in our factories, schools, and farms. Jeff the accountant has it. So do Corey in IT and Amber, the vet tech. They found local jobs at AggielandHelpWanted.com. It's where local employers find local workers like you, people who care about this community. Search jobs and apply online right now. Get the advantage of finding a job close to home at AggielandHelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Good morning. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Anchor Foundation Repair, the leader in foundation repair for more than 30 years, in addition to fixing slabs and drilling bell-bottom piers. Anchor Foundation specializes in polyurethane concrete raising. They'll do driveways, sidewalks, patios, swimming pools. Check it all out at anchorfoundationrepair.net.
Considerable cloudiness today. There'll be a few showers around. Temperatures today up to 55 to 60. Showers are possible tonight, too. There's also the chance of a thunderstorm. Lows tonight, 50 to 55. Any showers end tomorrow morning. It'll become partly to mostly sunny through the afternoon tomorrow. Highs anywhere from 65 to 70. Then partial sun Friday and warm. Highs Friday afternoon, 70 to near 75 degrees. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I'm Kevin O'Connor. We'll take a look at your sports here in just a bit with Eric Hyman, the athletic director for Texas A&M, stepping aside. Kyle Allen's headed south, and the 21st-ranked Aggie basketball team gears up for a game tonight right here on WTAW. All that and more coming up at about 6:50.
Yeah, but he's staying, so nobody gets his parking place.
For now.
Well, you staying until they get a new guy, person.
Right.
I almost said guy. It may not be that.
Nope.
Let's see. All right. So anyway, it's a 60% chance of rain tonight. 90%. Excuse me, 60% today, 90% tonight.
It was wet when I walked outside.
A little, this is, you know, the just a little bit of stuff on the pavement right now, just a little bit slicky out
it's
there.
It's really weird, like, within a tenth of a mile, it would go from pouring down to nothing at
oh,
all.
Oh, really?
Well, yeah, real spot.
I never got any pouring down stuff this morning, but, yeah, just kind of drizzly out there. 90% again tonight. Doesn't say how much rain we'll necessarily get, but anyhow, then tomorrow, wow, 70?
Ooh.
And Friday, 70? Yeah, that'll be okay.
It's Texas winter.
Yeah, we can stand for that.
Ain't no complaining.
Yep. Now, do you remember Jason Dixon?
No.
All right. If I say zombie nativity scene.
Yes.
Okay, there you go. Put those two together. In an Ohio court yesterday, Jason Dixon pled not guilty to multiple counts of violating zoning rules in Cincinnati's suburb of Sycamore Township. He's been at odds with the township officials the past two Decembers about his front yard zombie nativity display. It features ghoulish figures, including a sharp-toothed critter there in the manger where baby Jesus is supposed to be. Officials say they aren't anti-zombie, so to speak. They are enforcing rules about improper accessory use. Now, I don't know what that means. Does that mean carrying a white bag with a
exactly what I was thinking.
Or whatever. If you're not accessorizing properly, there's some sort of an ordinance involved there. Anyway, it's an accessory use structure in the front yard. Dixon says his zombie nativity scene will be bigger and better in December. So he's basically throwing the hand down with the gauntlet and saying that's where he's going. You know, we have City Manager Kelly Templin in this morning from College Station. Might ask him about that. Might not, but
it's blasphemous as hell. But it's if you've seen it, it's funny.
Now, excuse me, I don't know that it is. Now, maybe having some misrepresentation in the manger would—that's
what I mean.
But I mean that's what you're doing now is taking you individually, your personal vision of what that's supposed to be. Because, after all, we've seen artist conceptions.
True.
That we think we know what happened. But, in fact...
We don't have a clue.
That's exactly right.
Well, no, I think it's hilarious. I've seen pictures of it, and I laughed out loud.
Just saying. It's there could be a lot worse out there. And he's just having fun.
I'm wondering what the HOA said.
Well... And he's taking on City Hall, which is what I like.
Me too.
Yeah.
We're going to have a great time together. We got a lot of info.
Mission.
And, of course, they have to use all this proper language and all that stuff that rubs up against legalese to discuss it when this guy's just having fun, you know? I'm guessing likes the publicity. Most importantly, he's trying to figure out how he could monetize it.
I just like the idea he's going to do it bigger.
Yeah, and better.
Or deader.
If your business wants to reach brides-to-be, your business's ad should be in the spring issue of Brazos Valley Bride. Brazos Valley Bride magazine is full of pictures of beautiful local brides and local articles. It's where brides go to find the perfect wedding dress, the right wedding planner, and the best photographer. Advertise in Brazos Valley Bride. It's a great resource. Contact Sam Jones with Bryan Broadcasting at 695-9595 or email him at sam@bryanbroadcasting.com.
All right, here we go. It's January the 6th. It is day 6. We have 360 days to go because there's 366, as we mentioned yesterday. It's Bean Day. I don't think it's the bean we're talking about in a few minutes. But anyway, it's Shortbread Day. It's Three Kings Day, the Epiphany.
Mm.
Traditionally, this is when the Three Kings went to the zombie nativity scene.
No, the Three Kings were zombies.
It could be. Yes, right. Okay, and we got birthdays of.
Yes, we are celebrating this morning with Courtney Eaton, 20 years old, from the newest Mad Max movie. Kate McKinnon is 32 from SNL. Eddie Redmayne is 34 from The Theory of Everything. He's the guy that played Stephen Hawking.
Oh, really, yeah.
Pretty good movie, actually.
Yeah.
Cristela Alonzo, 37 years old, from the ABC sitcom Cristela. Julie Chen is 46. I didn't know she was married to Les Moonves.
Yeah, that's how she got the gig.
I did not know that.
Yeah, that's how she got the gig. People have been saying that for a long time. She was sleeping with the boss.
You said that. I didn't. Gabby Reese is 46 years old. Norman Reedus is 47 from The Walking Dead. He was Daryl, and he was also in Boondock Saints. John Singleton did a couple movies. He's 48. Howie Long is 56. Nancy Lopez is 59. Mm-hmm. Rowan Atkinson.
See, and I thought that was what it meant by Bean Day, but I looked it up and it wasn't.
It's not.
No, it's not. Some people believe that Bean Day has no origin or no purpose, so why not celebrate it? Yeah. So not Mr. Bean.
No, yet. Mr. Bean is 61.
And worth about $100 million.
Fascinating guy.
His stand-up is actually pretty good. Is that right?
Yeah, I think so.
I've never seen that.
I enjoyed it.
Okay, I'll have to go back.
It's a little different than the Mr. Bean silent movies.
Yeah.
His interpretations are just pretty remarkable. He's 61. Trudy Styler, 62 years old. Malcolm Young, former guitarist for AC/DC. He's actually suffering from dementia, so this will be the first tour they've done without him ever. 63. Kim Wilson from the Fabulous Thunderbirds, 65 years old. And legendary football coach from Notre Dame.
And Arkansas. And North Carolina. And the New York Jets.
South Carolina.
Oh, South Carolina, New York Jets.
79 years old, Mr. Lou Holtz.
Lou Holtz.
Yes, it's Lou Holtz's birthday.
Dick 17.
The truth and nothing but. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
All right, so as Emperor Obama kicks off 2016 with new executive orders on gun control, the Washington Free Beacon reports that the president's orders are longer and more restrictive than previous administrations. Quote, since Obama has taken office, the length of executive orders that he has issued now exceeds the length of executive orders issued by former presidents George W. Bush and Bill Clinton. Now, Obama's 229 executive orders add up to a total of 1,086 pages. Clinton's executive orders added up to 781 pages, and Bush's added up to 922. But even more disturbing, the Free Beacon notes that, according to an analysis, the language in the president's executive orders is far more restrictive than previous administrations.
Keeping you on the straight path. Later today, it's the Sean Hannity Show.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Hey, do you know every time you use a public Wi-Fi, if you shop online, if you give out your Social Security number, if you go to your doctor's office or the bank, you leave a trail of digital breadcrumbs, and identity thieves can use that digital information to steal your identity and take everything you own. LifeLock uses proprietary technology to detect signs that someone has picked up on those breadcrumbs to take what is yours. That means your bank account, your retirement. And unlike free credit monitoring services that only alert you, LifeLock has a dedicated resolution staff to help clean up things if all those breadcrumbs get messy. Now, with LifeLock, you can do the things you do every day, and you'll be protected. Isn't it time you protect your identity, your finances, your reputation? Well, plans start at just $9.99 a month. Now, you can call or visit LifeLock.com now. Use the promo code Hannity, that's my last name, Hannity, to save 10% on your membership, or just call and mention my name. 1-800-440-4836, 800-440-4836, 1-800-440-4836 for LifeLock.com.
Brenham National Bank wants you to know that we just enhanced our mobile banking apps for both iPhone and Android. They are available for download from your app stores. They contain many user-friendly features, including enhanced bill pay, secure messaging, instant access calculators, and fingerprint login for iPhone users. Try the new apps. We know you'll like them. Brenham National Bank, keeping you on the leading edge of technology. Member FDIC.
What if you could get the very best food from all around the country with the guaranteed lowest prices? Oh, and what if it's all shipped directly to your door, absolutely free? Well, rejoice, food lovers. DirectEats.com is here. DirectEats gives every consumer the freedom to find the best food at the best prices based on their diet, taste, or needs. That's because at DirectEats.com, the whole country is your supermarket. There's no membership fee, so give it a try. Just go to DirectEats.com and place your order today. DirectEats.com is the largest online natural and organic superstore. From locally made barbecue sauces to an array of nut-free, paleo, gluten-free, or anything and everything in between, the options go on and on. At DirectEats, they have over 20,000 food products at the guaranteed lowest prices, and they ship them absolutely free right to your door. There's no membership fee. So why not get started on your next food adventure? Stop by DirectEats.com today. That's DirectEats.com.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. It is 620. It's a little drippy out there, so just kind of be aware of that. In the meantime, this morning I happened to see two deer coming to work, and brings up the idea of the white-tailed deer being the deadliest animal in North America.
Yes.
Every year, an estimated 1.2 million deer vehicle crashes, really, result in 150 fatalities.
I'm surprised it's that low.
Well, I can tell you the number. It would take two hands to count the number of people who've said they didn't hit the deer hit them.
Yep. Well, yeah, sure, exactly. But anyway, it kills 150 people a year and 10,000 injuries and insurance payouts that approach $4 billion. We got about 30 million deer in U.S. America, which is 100 times more than a century ago.
So should Obama ban deer?
Well, I was just about to say, if we could get an executive order against deer. A writer for Slate.com hung out with a Wisconsin state trooper for a day and came away with this advice. If there's a deer in the road, hit it.
Yes.
He said cars can be fixed or replaced as long as nobody's tailgating you. Just hit the brakes. But if you can't do that, hit the deer. Another thing he said is adjust your headrest so that it's the correct height to prevent whiplash, which is just true anyway.
That's the first thing I do when I get in a car that's not mine. Reach back and just pop that headrest up as high as it'll go.
Yeah, yeah, just a good idea to do. Well, in my case, not as high as it'll go. He said you'd be surprised how many people just leave them shoved all the way down.
Uh-huh.
Also, maintain your lights, your brakes, your tires. Make sure that they're okay so that you can see, be seen, and stop, which just as an aside, if you have to use your windshield wipers, you need to use your lights.
That's a good idea.
Okay, just that's all there is to it.
They tie the two together.
Yeah, well, you know, and again, some manufacturers do, and I don't understand why all of them don't.
But make them intermittent.
Yeah, very good. Yeah, make the lights intermittent. I like that. Wear your seatbelt, don't tailgate, and just slow down. He said, when you're driving, drive. At deer crashes, a lot of other crashes, too, a number of people go, I wasn't paying attention. Now, they do, and of course, at night it's probably more difficult because they do duck out of the woods sometimes and catch you unawares. But, wow, if the deer's out there, hit it. Hey, may have dinner, too. There you are.
There you go.
Kashinko with your money now. Apple is scaling back orders for its iPhones, sending ripples throughout the multi-billion-dollar industry that supplies and builds the company's phones. Today's Wall Street Journal says Foxconn, which assembles iPhones, has dismissed some workers there earlier than usual for the Chinese Lunar New Year break. Component suppliers that rode the iPhone's boom are now bracing for lower sales. Pioneer Natural Resources says it will write down the value of its oil and gas properties by about $1 billion while forecasting production growth and higher capital spending for 2016. Pioneer says it expects production to increase 10 to 15%, even as it takes two rigs out of production in the Eagle Ford Shale this month. SiriusXM added more subscribers than expected in 2015, but says it sees that growth slowing this year. Sirius ended the year with 29.6 million subscribers, 2.3 million more than in 2014. On Wall Street, futures pointing to a sharply lower open this morning. That's your money now.
It's panic time. The boss just asked you when that new building will be completed, and you haven't even started yet. Well, don't panic. Call the name you know, General Steel. You've known General Steel for decades, and you know they'll save you about half the cost and about half the time of conventional construction. But did you know that General Steel has provided buildings for some of the biggest names in business and government? And did you know the General can provide pre-construction planning services for your total project? And I'll bet you didn't know you can get General Steel quality and save thousands. For example, a 40-foot by 60-foot building for under $22,000 or a 50 by 100 for under $35,000. That's right, 5,000 square feet for under $35,000. And all with General Steel's 50-year structural warranty. So don't panic. Call now and lock in some of the lowest prices this year. 866-95-STEEL. Call 866-95-STEEL today. Quick, the boss is coming. That's 866-957-8335.
Good morning, 625. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Skyline Communications, in business for your business since 1981 with two-way radios and paging service. Call Skyline Communications at 775-8335. 2929. Got a 30% chance of some showers out there today. High today will be 57. Most of the showers will probably be this afternoon. It'll be better than a 50-50 chance this afternoon. Then tonight, a 90% chance of rain with a low temperature, probably about, I don't know, 52, something like that. Tomorrow warms up considerably. 68 will be our high. And on Friday, we're looking at 70 for the high with a slight chance of showers. That'll continue on to Friday night and Saturday. Saturday, not quite so warm. We'll be at about 60. And then it's cooler again on Sunday with sunshine, though, and 49 degrees. Currently, the winds are out of the east at 6, 80% relative humidity. We have overcast skies out there, and it's 46 degrees.
Hi, I'm Kevin O'Connor, and this is my commentary brought to you by Boardwalk Spa. A team of scientists from Ottawa, Canada, just published the results of a study, one of the most important studies ever released, I might add, whether mommy's kisses really make the child's boo-boo feel better.
Can you kiss my boo-boo?
Not my words. The official title of the study is, quote, "Maternal kisses are not effective in alleviating minor childhood injuries," parentheses, boo-boos. It's in something called the Journal of Evolution in Clinical Practice. Now, I wonder if when these scientists were getting their PhDs, if they found one day they'd finally get published in a prestigious journal that repeatedly used the word boo-boos.
Mommy!
Anyway, what they found, though, was no, a mom's kiss does not actually make the minor injury feel any better. In fact, they may make it worse. The study found that toddlers whose mothers tried to kiss their injuries to make them better had worse reactions to the pain than toddlers who didn't have any help at all. So now you know, your kisses don't help. They might even hurt. Thank you, science. The working group on the study of maternal and child kissing. Smack. Get it? And that is my commentary brought to you by Boardwalk Spa. If you, like a lot of folks, have decided you're going to get in shape this year and you're feeling the strains, as it were, they can help work a lot of that out for you because they do have massage therapy there that's absolutely outstanding. You can get therapy or you can just go in and get a relaxing massage. Facial, manicure, pedicure, and there's a shop. To find out all the fours and what fours, you can go to BoardwalkSpa.com. You can also purchase gift cards there as well in case you didn't get what you wanted for Christmas. Again, that's BoardwalkSpa.com. I'm Kevin O'Connor. Thank you for listening.
The things you think make you happy probably do make you happy, but probably not as happy as you think they do. I'm Mike Carruthers with Something You Should Know, coming up.
Any Jane Doe can tell you that Geico could help you save, but since money talks, we just ask the savings instead.
Greetings and sun salutations. I'm Jane's Money, and I never knew my self-worth until Jane switched her car insurance at Geico.com. Those 15 minutes built me up to real savings. Geico's been helping customers save money like me for over 75 years. So take that to the bank. And namaste.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
You don't have to be a retail giant or government agency to be the victim of a costly data breach. If you run a website and collect customer data, your small to mid-sized business is just as likely to be targeted by hackers. The Barracuda Web Application Firewall provides cost-effective instant security against automated and targeted attacks, making this WAF a must-have for your SMB. Reclaim your network. Try a Barracuda Web App Firewall risk-free at barracuda.com/WAF.
There has been a lot of fascinating research on happiness.
And here is the big, big finding, that only 10% of our happiness or well-being comes from anything circumstantial.
Dr. Henry Cloud, author of the book, The Law of Happiness.
Which is counterintuitive, because we all think, you know, it's our circumstance. Like, am I rich or poor? Am I healthy or not healthy? Do I have the relationship I want or not? And all those circumstantial things really only accounts for about 10% of whether or not people are happy. And actually, when you land one of those things, you'll get about a 10% bump, and then you return to your basic set point of how happy an individual you are.
And although you have a set point for happiness, apparently, says Dr. Cloud, it's easily manipulated.
And basically, when you look at adults, the ones that are truly happy are proactively creating support systems, proactively creating a goal-oriented life. So there's this proactivity.
Another way you can make yourself happier is to give to others, because we know
happy people are givers. So if you add a giving orientation, you get people to go do random favors for people, you know, call a sick friend, you know, do some volunteer work, or add that to the equation, you're going to find an immediate and a sustainable long-term effect.
Tomorrow, more ways to be happier. I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's something you should know.
WTAW News Time is 6:30. It's 45 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeiner. Life is coming full circle for the owner of what will be soon be Bryan College Station's last locally owned full-service grocery store.
In a previous life, Jim Lewis closed a store for Costco in Florida at the same time he was opening a new location. Now he's moving and downsizing Village Foods to make room for an Aldi's later this year.
I did not sell to Aldi. They're not giving me a penny for the business. So I did not get some big bag of money and then go fire a bunch of people. I mean, let's face it, if Village Foods was making me tons of money, we wouldn't be having this conversation right now, because we would have been where we needed to be able to continue to go on.
Lewis is taking his pharmacy and his natural foods and beauty products to a strip center he owns at 29th and Broadmoor.
I thought I can actually do something that is pretty workable and should still pencil out to be, dare I say the word, profitable business. I mean, some people feel like that if you're profitable, that's somehow a sin. I don't feel that way. You know, I think you have to be profitable in order to be sustainable.
And Lewis's message to those who disagree with him and those associated with the store.
I guess I have to say, I'm not going to suffer fools over that. I know it's in my heart. I know what we're trying to do. And if people still want to judge me for it, then I guess so be it.
Jim and I spent 30 minutes visiting about the changes. The interview's online at WTAW.com. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
If you're a College Station resident, you might have received a new recycling container yesterday. Recycling coordinator Heather Woolwine on WTAW's The Infomaniacs says single stream recycling is now in College Station.
They are going to start, we'll distribute bins beginning January 5th. Okay. So every single family home will be issued a bin. Then collections will start on January 18th. Okay. And we'll then at that point every other week collections. Okay.
Woolwine says the new bin is bigger than your trash can, and it's blue.
The really neat things is on top of the bin, printed in the plastic, it's going to be all the directions you need.
Okay.
So if you ever forget, literally look on top of the bin. It's going to tell you everything that we recycle and how.
Woolwine says they found an affordable vendor, which won't cause them to raise prices for residents. A motorcycle accident sent one person to the hospital yesterday afternoon because an SUV made an unsafe lane change. The motorcyclist is not believed to have life-threatening injuries, but Bryan Police Officer Kelly McKeithen reminds us traffic is starting to pick up around town.
You know, just take those few extra steps. Keep, you know, extra distance between you and the car in front of you. Give yourself plenty of time to brake. Don't ever slam on your brakes, because if someone's too close behind you, then that can cause a collision.
McKeithen says to always make sure the lane next to you is open and give pedestrians and bicyclists plenty of room. Doctors say a 2-year-old College Station girl is recovering after surgery to remove 9 round magnets she swallowed after finding them on the family's refrigerator. Ava Kendall is in fair condition at Texas Children's Hospital in Houston. Hospital spokeswoman Lindsay Fox says Ava was admitted before Christmas. Lexi Kendall says her daughter got sick about 2 weeks ago, yelling and holding her stomach. The girl was examined at a clinic and diagnosed with the flu. Kendall was still concerned and took her daughter to the Houston hospital, where a scan revealed the small magnets in her intestine, leading to surgery. Doctors expect Ava to recover. The toddler's father received the magnetic balls as a gift while as an exchange student in Sweden before Ava was born. Good news for couch potatoes. New research shows too much exercise might be bad for us.
Cardiologist Dr. Salman Arain at the UT Health Science Center in Houston says your heart may not be able to handle the stress of that aggressive exercise plan you made a New Year's resolution to begin.
If you have a heart condition, or potentially could have a heart condition, then you probably want to talk to your physician and get checked out.
Dr. Arain, who used to practice in Chicago, says it's the same thing that gives people heart attacks when they start shoveling snow. Their heart isn't ready for that stress. In San Antonio, Jim Forsyth, TSN News.
Applications are now being accepted for the United Way of the Brazos Valley Community Impact Grants. President Allison Prince says volunteers as grant reviewers are still needed.
We use about 20, 25 volunteers to review these applications. They read the applications. They go out and visit the agencies. They learn about how they're going to create impact in the community over the next 2 years. And then they make funding recommendations through panels and things like that.
Prince says training will start later this month.
We provide all of the training. We provide all the timelines and everything like that. The cool thing is this is a volunteer opportunity that's for a short period of time. It's just between now and about May.
And call the United Way at 696-4483 by the end of the week if you're interested in volunteering as a grant reviewer. WTAW News Time is 635. It's 45 degrees. More news coming up at 7 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zinert at News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Hallmark Cleaners understands that you make an investment in your clothes, so they don't cut corners when it comes to your dry cleaning. Hallmark Cleaners provides quality processing at competitive pricing. They have three BCS locations, South College Avenue, Rock Prairie Road at Highway 6, and Welburn Road next to Chicken Express, as well as one in Navasota. Experience great convenience with Hallmark's drive-thru and same-day in-by-9, out-after-5 service. Hallmark Cleaners, the Brazos Valley's trusted dry cleaning, laundry, and alteration service for over 20 years.
Hey, everybody in the Brazos Valley. Sovac City has moved. We're in our new Sovac City Superstore. Sovac City Superstore is located between Deacon and Rock Prairie on the feeder road, next to the Howard Johnson Motel. Sovac City Superstore is larger than ever. We have over 50 sewing machines, over 50 vacuum cleaners, bags, belts, filters. We have it all. Sovac City, once again on the feeder road between Deacon and Rock Prairie. Sovac City, come on down and see us.
It's 6:36. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Action Sports, home of the new 2015 Can-Am Spyder and 2015 Kawasaki Mule Pro FXT. Stop by and see it yourself at Action Sports, 202 Holloman Drive East, or click on actionsportstx.com.
Cloudy skies for today. A shower or two possible. Temperatures will be up to about 55 to 60 this afternoon. Some showers and maybe even a passing thunderstorm overnight. Those will drop down to about 50 to 55. For tomorrow, we'll be looking at quite a bit of cloudiness in the morning, maybe a shower. It'll clear out through the afternoon, milder, 65 to 70. Partly sunny and warm for Friday, with highs between 70 and 75. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
They're a good team, and it's not an easy place to play in Starkville.
That's Coach Billy Kennedy. Ags are going to Starkville tonight, and in basketball here at on 1620 AM. We'll have more on A&M basketball. Eric Hyman stepping away from the A&M athletics program and more coming up in sports here in about 13 minutes or so.
Barack Obama talked yesterday about guns. I don't know if you heard about it or not.
House Speaker Paul Ryan is warning the president against executive fiat, describing any executive action on guns an overreach and subverting the legislative branch. Texas Republican John Culberson says he'll prevent the Justice Department from funding any potential order from the president. Writing to the attorney general, he will use every tool at his disposal to restrict federal funding. It would not be the first time Republicans have pushed back against the president's pen. A lawsuit from more than two dozen Republican-led states has prevented deportation protections from being implemented. On Capitol Hill, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
I mean, I could play all of his statements, but I think you've probably heard them or seen them or pretty well know what they are.
Guns bad.
Now, I mean, you saw he cried. He's frustrated. He cried over frustration. But as Rush will point out in an hour, six people were killed the night before in Chicago.
Yep.
With guns.
Yep.
Were killed with guns. My thought is that they were not gotten legally. I know that's a really, really big jump. Painting with a broad brush. But just saying, this horse left the barn a long time ago, Mr. President. And I think as we discussed yesterday, from a psychiatric standpoint, we're all concerned about that. But don't be thinking that, you know, you can go there.
Well, you know, he overtly lied. He said that, you know, felons can go buy guns right now, and they can't.
Yeah, yeah. Well, but you see, if you get all wound up about it, then you try to push the ball forward, travel down the road a little bit. The second most powerful person in America said yesterday, defending the president, speaking on CNN, let's be specific. The president is not circumventing Congress. They have made it very clear they are not going to act, and the president is doing what is well within his executive authority to do.
Or not.
The second most powerful person in America went on to say, there's a lot that we can do in the executive branch that we are doing, but there's lots of room for working with Congress, and they are important to the successful implementation of what the president is opposing today. Obviously, the president made a very strong effort to work with Congress. We just had a hard time getting Republicans to take what most people think are reasonable steps. That was the second most powerful person in America, Valerie Jarrett. Because she does have the president's ear.
Yes.
Might not come as a surprise, but it just might, that Smith & Wesson's stock has hit its highest value ever since yesterday.
Oh, yeah. People are stocking up.
President was talking about gun control and restricting arms sales. Bloomberg Business reports Smith & Wesson set to make a 16% boost over the forecast for the first quarter. Now, duh, stupid. Was I stupid to not invest in that and Sturm Ruger yesterday? Now, Ruger's a little more expensive. Ruger's $85 a share. But Smith & Wesson closed at $26 yesterday. Wouldn't you like to have $10,000 to dump into that puppy before it went up? Because I don't believe that you can make like 16% on your money in a quarter very often. And I think yesterday I'm watching Fox, Neil Cavuto mentioned that since Obama took office, I believe it was Ruger, may have been Smith and Wesson, I'm not sure, has gone up 297%. 297%. So
don't doubt it for a second.
They're going, hey, yeah, okay. I mean, I could play a lot of reaction. I don't, you know, we all know who reacted and how they reacted. We'll talk to Congressman Flores in about 45 minutes. We'll get his take on that. Donald Trump and Ted Cruz maybe have found an area that they rub up against each other, not in a good way. Ted Cruz's Canadian birthplace seems to have gotten Mr. Trump's attention. Do we want a candidate who could be tied up in court for 2 years, he asked. Anyway, he said, that's a big problem.
My goodness.
It'd be very precarious, one for Republicans, because he'd be running, and the courts may take a long time to make that decision, and you don't want to be running and have that kind of thing over your head. So he's here to protect us from that. In the meantime, I guess even though they say she's not part of the establishment, Nikki Haley, who is the South Carolina governor, is in fact part of the establishment. But she's been chosen to deliver the Republicans' response to President Obama's final State of the Union address next week. Coming off national attention because of the way she handled the church massacre in Charleston and the Confederate flag situation. For his part, Paul Ryan said, quote, Nikki Haley has led an economic turnaround and set a bold agenda for her state, getting things done and becoming one of the most popular governors in America. Then he goes on to say, in a year when the country is crying out for a positive vision and alternative to the status quo, Nikki Haley is exactly the right choice to deliver the Republican message. No, Nikki Haley is part of the status quo. Please don't make us try to believe that Nikki Haley is not part of the Republican establishment, because she is. But thank you so much, Mr. Ryan, for that. So maybe a bomb went off in North Korea? Did you hear about that?
Maybe. A hydrogen bomb.
Yeah. Well, they say H-bomb of justice. That's what they called it. Which sounds like a bad Western, doesn't it?
The H-bomb of justice.
That's what they called it. The U.S. Geological Survey said, well, something happened over there maybe. They recorded a 5.1 magnitude earthquake about 20 miles from the place where North Korea has carried out previous tests. But experts say the explosion would have had to have been a bunch bigger than that if it, in fact, was a hydrogen bomb. Bruce Bennett, who's a senior defense advisor, told BBC this weapon was probably the size of the Hiroshima bomb, but it was not a hydrogen bomb. That would have been 10 times greater than what we got.
They're also not dismissing the idea that it might be the collective rumblings of all the North Korean stomachs.
Very nice.
Yes, yeah. Marco Rubio says that they need to call a meeting right now at the United Nations Security Council to talk about that. Yeah, I don't know if that'll happen or not. Oh, so the next debate is going to be on Fox Business once again, And it will be Neil Cavuto.
Yay.
Bartolomo, what's her first name? Maria Bartolomo. Right. They'll be the moderators. That'll be happening on January the 14th in South Carolina. This time, only the top six candidates will be invited to appear in the main stage based on their averages in the five most recent national polls. There also will be a kiddie table, but, you know, what the heck, we'll see. Trish Reagan and Sandra Smith will host the debate. I don't know who they are. Got any idea?
No. Mm-mm.
Okay, and Megyn Kelly is on the cover of Vogue magazine this week, if that matters.
Oh, good.
Yeah, I don't think it does. Marco Rubio is in Texas today, making his first kind of official swing through Texas. So we'll see how that works out for him. All right, there you go. It's 6:46.
Hi, folks. Alan Thicke here. You know, some things in life are just too serious to take chances on, and owing money to the IRS is definitely one of those. The IRS has the power to garnish your paycheck. They can levy your bank account, even take your home or business. Seriously. Thankfully, with one simple call, you can start solving your tax debt once and for all. Optima Tax Relief is the leading tax resolution firm in the nation. They have over 250 professionals. They have an A rating with the Better Business Bureau and the trust of thousands of satisfied clients. Optima's attorneys can immediately protect you from aggressive collections because they are experts in the Fresh Start Initiative. That's a special IRS debt forgiveness program that could save you thousands. Don't wait till it's too late. Get serious. Call Optima now for your free consultation.
Call 800-956-6166. 800-956-6166. 800-956-6166.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
For more than 70 years, farmers and ranchers have depended on Producers Cooperative for quality agricultural products and services. From a full line of livestock feeds, planting seed and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, you'll find it all at Producers. High-performance products, quality service, outstanding results. Since 1943, Producers on Texas Avenue north of Highway 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
It's a question we all hear this time of year. Can I prune my shrubs back, and if so, how far? It seems we're all guilty of buying plants that eventually grow too large for their surroundings. Rejuvenating old shrubs, it requires patience. I'll help you develop it right after this message. Homegrown goodness, that's what Mueller is all about. They've been producing quality steel buildings and metal roofing right here in Texas for more than 80 years. Now you can grow a Mueller greenhouse right in your own backyard. They're easy to assemble. Bolt-together greenhouses come in four sizes, from 6x9 to 12x18 feet. They feature a galvanized steel frame and more than 30 designer trim colors from which to choose. With hail-resistant polycarbonate panels, a lockable walk-in door, and windows, a Mueller greenhouse will let the sun shine in while protecting your plants year-round. Get a head start on spring. Don't let the winter chill destroy what you've worked hard to grow all season. Get a homegrown product from a Texas-grown company. Visit them online at MuellerInc.com or give them a call today at 877-2-MUELLER. That's 877-2-MUELLER or MuellerInc.com, MuellerInc.com. The answer to the question, can you prune old shrubs back? Sure, you can prune them back, but will it do anything to solve the problem for more than one growing season? That's my question back to you. The answer ultimately comes from the plant's potential height as determined by the genetics. It's unreasonable, for example, to prune red-tipped photinias to 4 or 5 feet tall when they want to grow 15 or 20 feet tall if unpruned. Eventually, they'll get tired of the pruning and will thin and die away if the disease problems don't kill them first. So your first responsibility will be to know how tall a plant would grow naturally. It's probably reasonable to maintain a plant at 60 to 75% of its potential mature height. So let's use Nellie R. Stevens hollies that might want to get 15 to 18 feet tall. By that measure, they could be maintained at 8 or 10 or 12 feet for many years. Not to depart from the topic, but it does need to be mentioned that red-tipped photinias are most commonly pruning abused plant in Texas. As another limiting feature, I alluded to it a moment ago, and that is Entomosporium fungal leaf spot. You know, even dwarf shrubs can become supersized. You plant them because they're small, but they don't stay small. Boxwoods, dwarf hollies, and nandinas may outgrow their surroundings. Pruning is obviously an option in trying to retain them, but how much can you trim them at any one time? It's usually best when doing major trimming of shrubs for the first time to trim them back no more than 30 to 35%. That means you could take a 3-foot dwarf Chinese holly back to a couple feet tall. However, you'll need to do it one branch at a time using hand tools, not power equipment. Lopping shears work especially well in trimming woody shrubs since they allow you to reach into the centers of the plants and pluck out the unwanted branches. At the same time, you'll be able to leave some of the smaller external twigs and the much-needed foliage that they'll retain. Try to maintain a natural shape to the shrubs rather than rounding or squaring them. Dwarf yaupon hollies and boxwoods have very small twigs, so branch-by-branch pruning probably isn't plausible. Use head shears to trim them back by 20 to 25% just before the new growth begins in the spring. Let that new growth develop without further pruning, and you'll end up with a very attractive, natural-looking, rounded shrub by April. Nandinas get a specialized type of pruning. You need to aim to remove the tallest 1/3 of their canes completely to the ground each winter. So if you have 12 canes, you want to cut 4 of them completely to the ground every winter, and they will then rejuvenate and keep the plant full to the base. Lots of great things to talk about with pruning. I'm Neil Sperry. Invest for gardening success in our next program. Until then, happy gardening.
Howdy and good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota. It is 6:51. Texas A&M Athletic Director Eric Hyman is stepping down after 4 years on the job. University President Michael Young announced the move yesterday. Hyman was hired as the athletic director in 2012 and helped the Aggies transition from Big 12 to SEC competition. He was also previously an AD at VMI, Miami of Ohio, TCU, and South Carolina. It was also announced that Hyman will stay on until his replacement is hired. In some offseason football news, former Texas A&M quarterback Kyle Allen says he will transfer to the University of Houston. Allen, a sophomore from Scottsdale, Arizona, started in 9 games for the Aggies this season, throwing for 2,000-plus yards and 17 touchdowns to go along with 7 interceptions. Allen announced his intentions to transfer from A&M last month, followed 1 week later by highly touted quarterback Kyler Murray stepping away. We'll head out to the hardwood where the 21st-ranked Aggie men's basketball team visits Mississippi State tonight in Starkville. It will be just the second true road test of the season for the Aggs, who fell to Arizona State 67-54 back in December. Coach Billy Kennedy says it won't be any easier in Mississippi.
They're a good team, and it's not an easy place to play in Starkville. We've been up there the last 2 times we've been in position to win and didn't close it out. The fans got loud, and we've got, a better team to handle that, and so we'll have to go prove it.
The Aggs are 11-2 on the year, while the Bulldogs are 7-5 under new head coach Ben Howland. Tip-off tonight, 7:30, with broadcast on 1620 AM. By the way, the A&M women's basketball team is in Arkansas tomorrow night. They'll tip that game off on The Zone. The Houston Texans will kick off the wild card round of the playoffs this weekend as they host the Kansas City Chiefs Saturday afternoon. Here's Houston quarterback Brian Hoyer.
Obviously, they're a great team. You know, we saw them the first week of the season. It was a tough game for us, and I don't know how many games they won in a row, 9, 10 games. I mean, obviously, they're a really good team, and they're playing really well. So it's going to definitely be a big challenge for us, and like I said, just started getting working on them last night, and I know when we get into our meetings with our coaches, that, you know, that's where our focus is going to be.
Hoyer and the Texans hosted the Chiefs at the beginning of this season when they fell to KC 27-20. We'll find out how it shakes out this Saturday. Kickoff at 3:20 in Houston with broadcast on Sports Radio 1150 in The Zone 102.7 FM. If you were watching the Mavs last night, you got a little extra basketball.
To Williams in the corner. Shot fake. Got it away. He hit it. He hit it. And the Mavericks win the game. And it's a dog pile. Wow. In front of the Sacramento bench.
Darren Williams hit a 3-pointer at the buzzer in the second OT, as the Mavs outran the Sacramento Kings 117-116. In NCAA hoops, Baylor beat Oklahoma State 79-62, and Texas overcame a tough shooting night with some key late three-pointers to beat K-State 60-57. On the ice of the NHL, Derek Steffen had 2 goals to lead the New York Rangers to a 6-2 win over the NHL best Dallas Stars. And that's your sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota in Madisonville and Bryant, helping folks in the Brazos Valley go places. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Aggieland Carpet One is Aggieland's best flooring store. Listen to a past customer comment. Great teamwork. We were very happy with everyone. The large display mock-ups were very important in making our decisions, and scheduling was a breeze. We will recommend you to all of our family and friends. Aggieland Carpet One was a pure pleasure to work with.
Come see us today at Aggieland Carpet One next to Harley Davidson on Highway 6.
Hey, this is Mark down at Sovac City. Imagine you're in the jungle. You're looking for that trophy, but you're not actually looking for an animal. You're looking for a vacuum cleaner. At the Sovac City Superstore, you can find that trophy vacuum. It will clean. It will manicure. It will make everything look that much better in your house. It'll get rid of your allergies. It'll help your air be clean, but only at Sovac City Superstore. We're between Rock Prairie and Deacon on the feeder road. Come on down and see us.
Good morning, about 4 minutes till. News Talk 1620 WTAW. If you bought a box of Sam's Choice Black Angus beef patties at Walmart, don't eat them. 90,000 pounds of burgers needing to be taken back because of possible contamination with extraneous wood materials. Okay. Freshness dates are like May of 2016 to June 2016. But anyway, Sam's Choice Black Angus beef
patties. Just more fiber.
Yeah. No, probably not. Take it back. Not good for you. So 1 year ago this week, a YouTuber who goes by Turbo Foz, driving his 2004 Subaru Forester XL on the Angeles Crest Highway in California. To drive up the hill was relaxing, but things took a turn for the worse when the driver became reckless inside a tunnel. Enjoying the sound of his car's exhaust in the tunnel, I guess, he accelerated his vehicle, unaware there was a curve in the road up ahead. Despite a bystander attempting to tell the driver to slow down, he exited the tunnel far too fast. The driver applied his brakes once he realized he was going too fast, but he lost traction, and as a result, he starts sliding to the left. The driver compensates, of course, turning to the right. It's too late. Turbo Foz says, "It was at that moment I knew that I had messed up." How's that? The vehicle hit a berm, went right over the edge, flipped once. Fortunately, there was a large boulder that prevented his car from toppling down the mountain. He says he's sharing the video with us now in an attempt to help others learn from his mistakes to be safe. It is out there on YouTube right now from a year ago this week.
Not trying to monetize it at all?
No, just... you know, just checking your adrenaline flow. Just see how that goes for you.
Yeah.
It's kind of your driving help for you today. Okay. In the meantime, two high-speed trains were delayed in central China by lines of pebbles that had been placed on the tracks by four school kids. Wow! Now, remember the old days, you'd put a penny down.
Put a penny there.
Yeah, see how that works. Conductors hit the brakes after the train rolled over the rocks, and a whizzing shard from the rock broke one of the windows on the train. The train, which goes about 155 miles an hour, delayed for 18 minutes. Police found the four student. How'd they do that?
Kids were waiting to see the rocks get crushed, probably.
Guess so. Police found the four students aged 7 to 9 hiding near the tracks. They said they were curious just to see what you just said. What it would be like if the train ran over them.
I'd have done it.
Anyhow. So, all right. So, that's it. We won't have a bullet train in Texas now because of that. We won't have a bullet train in Texas just because of that.
You see what happened in Wyoming over the weekend?
No.
I can't even remember. Caribou, I think, may have gotten on the railroad tracks, and the train couldn't stop.
Uh-oh.
Herd right in the middle took out 26 deer.
Wow. Elk goodness. Burgers, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Or whatever it happened to be. All right, here we go. Here's our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by United Roofing and Sheet Metal. Home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com. Get up to near 60 today. About a 30% chance of showers right now. That'll elevate to 60 this afternoon. And then a 90% chance of showers tonight with a low temperature around 52. Tomorrow, pretty nice, though. And it'll be clear out. It will clear out by the weekend. By the afternoon. 68 for high temperature tomorrow. 70 on Friday. And the weekend's okay. A little bit cooler, but we will get sunshine. It's 45 right now at 7 o'clock. WTAW, College Station, Bryant.